What a lovely waltz. It's titled The Blue Mountain Waltz, and it's by Anthony Hannigan and Jillian Hannigan of the band Hickory Project. They're performing with Ed Lick, Josh Sudigala, and Steve Belchers in a recording made here at the WVIA studios by George Graham. These are professional musicians who perform everywhere from here in Pittston to Prague in the Czech Republic and on to places like Perth in Australia. And on tour or not, members of groups like Hickory Project feel a real responsibility to provide good performances for their audiences, so they generally seek out the best possible ensemble mates. Musical skill is primary, of course, but also other aspects such as personality, the ability to work together, and even stage presence can become criteria for selecting players for the ensemble. There's another way of thinking about making music together, and that's a way that's participatory, where anyone and everyone is invited to perform, and there's no real artist-audience distinctions. It's more about the doing and interacting socially than about creating an artistic product. It could be a good old community sing, or a bluegrass or old-time jam, or simply sitting out on the back porch with friends and family. All this we're told by Thomas Torino in his study, Music as Social Life. Torino is a music maker himself. He's a musician, and he's convinced that we should pay attention to the word play that we use when it comes to making music. He says that through moving and making sounds together, we can experience a feeling of oneness with others, directly, body to body, ear to ear. And that's good because we do, as humans, depend on groups, our family, our friends, to survive emotionally, even physically, and to experience a sense of belonging to something larger than ourselves. So it's great to sit in the audience here at the Sordoni Theater at WVIA and listen to Hickory Project Live playing, indeed playing, Blue Mountain Waltz. But it will be wonderful in a different way to sit round a campfire with Anthony and Jillian and pick up our own guitar or mandolin or fiddle or flute and join them as they launch into this lovely Blue Mountain dance tune. We can simply hum along or even stand up and waltz about on the earthen carpet along the Tunkhannock Creek over Labor Day weekend, and we're invited to do just that. It's the annual Cornstalk Folk Festival, a three-day celebration of roots music, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, at Lazy Brook Park in Tunkhannock. There'll be a mix of regional and national bands, music workshops, arts and crafts, lots of children's activities, and much more. Anthony Hannigan, the 1999 national mandolin champion, and Jillian Hannigan, flute, penny whistle, and vocals, they've co-founded the Cornstalk Festival. They stopped in at the WVIA studios to talk about the event and their ties to this region.
Home for me is northeastern Pennsylvania. I grew up in Ransom, Pennsylvania, which is right down the road or up the river, however you want to decide on getting there. And at the time, I think the acoustic music was just fairly just beginning to grow. My father had a lot to do with that, doing the bluegrass and the Appalachian stuff. There was a lot of country rock and a little bit of blues. And the folk and bluegrass thing was not yet quite identified. And my father and some acquaintances of his throughout Williamsport and the Pocono, Stroudsburg, they kind of formed this. And then I saw a sleepy period, and then it just kind of came back in the early 2000s. It was like the bluegrass was the new cool thing, and the folk and the organic music was the cool thing, the hip thing to do. But again, all spawning from this area, growing up, listening to George Graham, and all the different influences of music that he brought in. It was really, really cool. And so my soul is based here in northeastern Pennsylvania. And I kind of kidnapped Jillian, who's a Virginian, and brought her up to Pennsylvania.
I was a willing captive, it's true. But yeah, I came up here to Pennsylvania, and truthfully, I've really never looked back to leaving. I consider myself a Pennsylvanian now. It took me a couple years, but changing my driver's license finally did it. But I love this area, and it's amazing how much talent there is here and just in the whole region. And one thing we're emphasizing now, and it's not just roots music, but roots art. And we have Cornstalk artists on display. And we offer space for regional artists to come and display their work and just show people how great the art is around here, as well as the music. You know, some of our vendors are traveling vendors, but some of them are local as well. And we have like the whole farm to table and that kind of trying to keep that in our
sights, I think. Yeah, that's part of the whole, the organic movement. That's a term I use quite a bit.
Well, we call it, right, the greenest form of music is acoustic music.
But when you start talking about the cuisine, the food and the people and the workshops as well, I mean, a lot of the people that are playing there, but there's other people that, you know, their bands are doing other things that weekend, but we bring in certain people from those bands to do workshops and teach, like, say, folk style guitar or flat picking guitar. And it's not just for, like, young people. I see so many times people will say, yeah, if I was 5 years old, I would jump into this and I'd be a virtuoso by this time. But that's so not true. I think it's for anybody. You just have to have the spirit, and that matches up to getting excited about it. And it starts with, you know, you take a little break, you have the cuisine, you have, you know, campfire jams, you have the stage show going on, you have all these arts and crafts vendors. It's a really cool vibe.
And the creek. I love the creek.
And you can really swim.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Swim and raft. Float. I mean, it might be low, but you can definitely get wet.
When you talk about taking a plunge, as you just sort of did, Anthony, with these workshops, one of the things that you've talked about in the years past is this sense that music shouldn't be something special that when you go to Europe and you play for people as a concert, it doesn't have to be just that. It should be making music among family members, as you all did growing up, each of you and your families, right?
Right, exactly. It's like having a, when you talk about the European side, it's like another language altogether. You have the spoken language and you have the language of music and song. And it's the same here. You form these relationships. It could be 5 years ago. It could be, you know, 45 years ago. And it's like when you get back together and you're in that situation, you're continuing that conversation where you last left off. It's not picking up a device and sending an email. It's playing an E chord or playing a melody or playing some sort of rhythm that everybody can jump in and celebrate.
Yeah, I got a message from a woman that's been coming since the beginning, and she wondered if I had a poster from the first year because it was her daughter's first bluegrass festival. And she'd been collecting the posters each year, and now it's like a tradition for them. I mean, it's just our fourth year, but in some families, it's already becoming a tradition. And she said, oh, this year I'm going to have my daughter, you know, bring her ukulele. We're actually doing a ukulele workshop. Gosh, we have so many educational things lined up, like tub bass, yodeling, music therapy, blues guitar, mandolin, all kinds of stuff. So even if you don't play an instrument, you know, just come. There'll be my sister's doing like a singing workshop as far as how to warm up your voice, and there's just so much to do.
I think a lot of times people are a little reluctant and shy. They see, and it's like, I don't want to do this, but they see other people there. They could ask questions. They could really, you know, it's a more intimate like situation. It's a fantastic facility, and you can go up to these people that are on the stage and talk to them one-on-one. Just everybody's a normal person, and everybody, I do a pretty like heavy duty screening that they kind of follow that same belief that we have, that it came upon us freely. Like we learned, Jillian went a whole other route. She studied classical and worked her way in through the genre that she's in now. Me, it was the back porch and there listening to the crickets or, you know, watching the leaves drop in the fall and going and sitting with people at these monthly or weekly jam sessions. But people were so, I think, polite and generous of offering their time, showing me different ways to look at the fretboard or, you know, hear music and do that. So I'm looking to return that. So I'm just, if anybody wants to learn anything, I'm their person on point.
That's the cue for you, because we have in our midst a cigar box guitar that you're going to show me how to play.
So this is a fine example. Now, Erica just showed this to me just a few minutes ago, and it's actually a cigar box with a guitar banjo-like neck, but with only three strings. And honestly, I have never played a three-stringed guitar in my entire life. But it's kind of, when you start looking, you start thinking of strings and the plectrum instruments, there's a repeat with it. There's a common denominator. And you got to just, you know, work on rhythm and stuff. So this is the sound of it. And it's a beautiful instrument, and actually a cigar box. you wouldn't believe it. For those that are just listening, this is what it would sound like. And I would sit there and explain the strings to you. I'd say, okay, we got a G, we have a D, and we have another G string. So we're tuned kind of like in an open position, but there's so much that we can do with just one finger and three strings. Here's an example.
Mm-hmm. right, now you're going to teach Erica how to do that, right?
Do you want to try?
Yes, I'll try.
So we're going to do everything right there on that first dot, which is the third fret. And this is a fretless instrument, by the way.
Okay.
So we're going to work on just the rhythm. And I was using an actual nickel to
You
play.
Were. Yes.
So you just want to strum, and then you put your finger right here on that fret.
On that fret?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go back up just
a little bit there?
Yeah. Now
okay.
Just hit all the strings. Sounds just like that.
All right. And now what do I do?
Open. And back again, closed. See that? You're making music here.
Could there be any less threatening situation than that? No.
Awesome.
Well, participating in the weekend is so much better than being just an observer. We want people to come and participate. Be a part of the music. Be a part of what's going on.
Yeah.
It's so much more fun that way.
Disconnect from their everyday lives, right? You know, put away the devices. Bring them if you really want to, you know, get weather updates. But really, you know, leave the store list behind. Leave the TiVo and all the channels behind. Of course, tune into the radio when you can. But also, just sit there. Soak in the stars. If it rains, soak in the rain. Soak in the creek. Soak in all this music and crafts and activity. Bring the kids. Bring the grandparents. Bring everybody and just have a good family, good old time.
Well, and I think that's important for us too. You know, Anthony and I have 3 children, and it can be really expensive to go out to do family events with everyone now. And so at Cornstalk, all of kids 16 and under are all free. And we have tons of kids' activities, you know, those big bouncy house things. We have those and crafts and kid workshops, and it's just a really, my kids, it's the highlight of their year, they say. They can't wait to go every year.
Right, yeah. And you see people, returning people that we've seen from year number one, coming back and bringing more of their extended family, whether it be through music or through their blood relatives. It's a fantastic growing event.
And if people don't know you as Hickory Project, you have made so many friends in the music world that you're able to bring people you know here and love here to the stage, but also draw on friends you've made across the country and around the world.
Exactly. And like when we first started talking, there's so much talent right here in this area. But it's even beyond that. We're lucky and fortunate that we can travel abroad and we meet so many different people. And again, instruments and music is the common denominator. It brings us together. Sometimes we can't speak or understand a single word that they're saying. But we play one song that's like, hey, I understand.
We were in the Czech Republic this past spring, and a lot of people in the Czech Republic don't speak English, but they speak bluegrass. Their bluegrass playing is just incredible. And it's really funny because they sing these, you know, English songs, but then you speak to them and they can't speak any English. But we can play together and sing together. And that was a really great connection to have so far away from home.
Yeah, and that's what we're continuing hoping to do. Last year we had an Italian band come in.
That you met while in Europe.
Met in Europe and Pinkhead. Great friends with them, you know, stay in contact with them throughout the year. And it worked out well. They were over here and it added to their touring. And already next year, we're working on Cornstalk 5. Even though we haven't got through 4 yet, but already talked about bringing in some European presence from, you know, beyond.
I think our band that's coming from the furthest this year is our friends in Miami, the original cover project. Oh, these guys are such a fun time. They'll be at Cornstalk on Sunday. And they take songs like Michael Jackson songs and do them in a way you have never heard. These guys are great.
With like a bluegrass acoustic twist. And also the Billy Gilmore band, they're from down there too, around Miami. And they do a lot of Grateful Dead music, but to a bluegrass beat. And then you've got Professor Louie.
From Woodstock.
Yeah, like all the guys, they have either performed in the band, or have written tunes for the band. So yeah, it's pretty incredible, the amount of talent. And just the local support, too, the people that live right around, the Coal Town Rounders, for example. You know, I watch these guys grow as a band, and I play with them in separate projects, too. And they're just wonderful guys. What a great representation for the music, and to see it continue growing in that direction, too.
Yeah, and our friends from Cabinet, who are a big, you know, NEPA presence and growing in the national festival scene. Guys from that band are playing in Launchpad, which is another project that they do. And they'll be at Cornstalk Friday and Saturday, so we're really excited about that.
I love the fact that you're building community all throughout.
Right. That's been the message from the very get-go. Because this music is a community form of music. All forms, I think, of roots and acoustic music. It's being able, you don't have to have the hassle of plugging in. I mean, you have a sound system, of course, that you have to plug in and broadcast
it out there.
Of course.
Last year we lost power during one of the sets. And luckily, the band could just step right out into the crowd and play. And some people have called me and talked to me and said, you know, that was the highlight of the festival for me. This band came and played right in front of me. It was incredible.
And that, I think that's what's super cool, too, is that, you know, you roll in on Friday, and you can watch the music, camp out, either by yourself, your partner, your family, whomever, and you stay overnight. You don't have to run to the store. You don't have to do anything. And get up Saturday morning, there it is all over again, another, like, 12, 13-hour packed day into the evening, maybe even more time. Sleep over again. You don't have to run out to the store or anything. Get up Sunday and do it all over
You're
again.
You're big on this not running out to the store
thing. The whole camping thing, too. I think we're, you know, it's so cool that we have the ability to bring something like that to the area, you know, where people can actually go and they could just spend the weekend. They get there, they set up their campsite, and that's it. They just enjoy themselves.
And I think it's wonderful timing.
Exactly. And I was just saying this to Jillian last week. I said, it's an interesting time because the festival market is super flooded right now. It starts, you know, with these kind of cabin fever things in February. And we see them, we attend them, and you go in February, March, and then it picks up again end of April, May, June, July. Just there's hundreds to choose from. And this is kind of the wind down. And that little piece, like you just said, I think it's like you could see what's on the horizon. You know, autumn's going to be in the air. It's a great time in northeastern Pennsylvania. The water is super warm and super nice. The weather, you can usually, you know, it's going to be, you can almost say it's going to be 50-50. Good, warm.
It's always been hot at Cornstalk, which is why the creek is so great. But it cools down at night for the campfire jams, and you can just walk around the park and listen to all these different impromptu bands forming. Yeah. It's really great. And
you see bands form right in front of your eyes. The Dishonest Fiddlers, Dave Brown. I watched him mature, too. I've seen him in a couple of configurations, but meet different various musicians at events and here at Cornstalk, too. You know, watching his band grow is another proud moment for us, too, to see these people meet, assemble, and then get out there and start preserving the message as well.
And your association, Jillian, with those two ladies.
Sassafras.
What's the status of Sassafras?
The Sassafras Lady Band. We will be at Cornstalk this year. I'm very excited. We weren't able to do it last year because half of our band were on different continents. My sister was in Africa, and Christina, our fiddle player, she's still in Asia. So it'll be the three-piece, but oh, I'm so excited to get together with my sister and Jessica. So that's going to be a great time.
Nobody knows how many T's you have to cross and I's you have to dot, but you do it in such a natural way, and you talk about it in such a way that it's just coming from who you are as family, and you want us to be part of your family. And
exactly, yes.
My mother's been heavily involved from the beginning, which has been wonderful. But she's one of those people that, like, does everything 10 times better than it needs to be done. But it's wonderful to have her there, and my father and my sister. And, you know, this year, Anthony's father won't be there. Actually, he just passed away. So part of it is doing this festival is, you know, because the inaugural Cornstalk, he was the guest of honor. And so we want to keep this going and in honor of him.
We're actually going to turn the string workshops that we have on Friday to like the Jim Hannigan string workshops, because my father was a huge advocate on teaching folks the music. He thought it was so important to actually spend time with people. And I caught this at a very early age, just see the people that he influenced and where they went to with their career in music. And it's fascinating. Some of the people, Butch Baldessari, who is from Scranton, my father, you know, gave him mandolin lessons when Butch came back from Las Vegas. And Butch had a wonderful career in music. And a lot of other musicians, too. I've seen my father actually just sit down, and it wasn't about, like, hey, I'm going to charge $40 or $50 a lesson. Just come down, and we'll hang out on the porch, and we'll pick some music. So that's big time important to me, that we share that knowledge. We share these abilities that we have that, you know, that we're fortunate to have and, you know, very lucky. And if people, they can learn just one song or one chord, that's a success to me.
And it's the way he would want to be remembered.
Right.
Should we go into the closet and dig around and find an instrument to bring?
Absolutely. We'll be having beginner jams, you know, all instruments. Just learn a chord or two and you can sit and strum along for a beginner jam. And, you know, even if you just want to sit around at the back of a campfire jam and just pluck along. I mean, the truth is our lives now revolve around music. Everywhere we travel is for some sort of music event, usually, you know, and we're not tourists anymore because we're involved in the music scene there. So if we go to the Czech Republic, we're not going as tourists, we're going as musicians to share music with the people there. And anyone can do that. You don't have to be a stranger if you have an instrument in your hand.
Yeah, it breaks down like those communication walls, and it's just, it's wide open. The possibilities are wide open. And we're trying to just get people really excited about the involvement that they can have through music, through the arts. Whether, you know, some people might not relate to music, they just relate to the arts piece of it, which is fantastic, but it could persuade them. And she's like, hey, maybe I want to try this banjo, or see Jillian play the upright bass. And it's like, they connect to one particular thing. It's like, wow, I really, me with the mandolin growing up, I loved the way that it looked. And I was just like, wow, look at that thing. That is just amazing. And then I couldn't put it down. I had to have my hands on it all the time. I just loved it. And I still do. I'm a mandoholic. But moving right along, I think just to spark that interest in people, even if it's a little bit, if it's to, you know, to get a child to say, I want to take violin lessons, or I want to go and play at a, you know, a company picnic or something like that, or somebody's just playing the guitar or the cigar guitar, anything, just to keep, not that I'm against screens at all, because I love technology too, but just, this is so simple and sweet, and it's just, there's no, it's zero maintenance, you know, you can take it wherever you want to, and it's great to share the stories through song.
Anthony Hannigan, 1999 National Mandolin Champion, and Jillian Hannigan, flute, penny whistle, and vocals of the band Hickory Project, speaking with us about the 4th Annual Cornstalk Folk Festival, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, September 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, at Lazy Brook Park, Route 6 in Tunkhannock, with a mix of regional and national bands, music workshops aplenty, arts and crafts, children's activities, fresh food, yoga, and even swimming in the Tunkhannock Creek, camping if you like, and more. For more information on the web, cornstalkfestival.com, like Woodstock, but cornstalk, cornstalkfestival.com, cornstalk, S-T-O-C-K, cornstalkfestival.com. There are weekend passes, day passes available. Again, camping is an option. And it's September 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that's at Lazy Brook Park in Tunkhannock. Children 16 and under are free. Pets are welcome. And for more information, on the web, cornstalkfestival.com, cornstalkfestival.com.